Awesome. He's just been mighty on our behalf. He's shown himself strong. God has delivered. He yet deliver. I want you to just thank him for January. Lift your hands and just exalt him for February. Acknowledge his mercies in March. Don't forget the faithfulness of God in April. Sister Antonia was reminding us at the opening prayer how God has been fulfilling everything for each month. Thank God for his love in May. Acknowledge the victory you had in June. Thank God for that which he accomplished in your life in July. I want you to thank God for August. I want you to believe God that even September was not a small month, because God worked in your favor. God wrought mighty things in your favor. The thoughts of God concerning you were made perfect. I want you to thank God for the month of October, the month of prayer. I want you to acknowledge that the mercy of God has helped you. Have you been able to pray? Have you been able to call on the Lord, name of the Lord? Have you remembered the God who asked you to call on him? Lord, we bless your name. I thank you for every opportunity to pray, every desire to pray, every meditation of my heart, every meditation in this house, every altar in our families. Lord, every altar in the department, altar in the assemblies. Daddy, we bless your name. Indeed, nothing compares to the promises that we have in you, because you are God that watches over your word to perform it. You exalt your word above your name. God, we are grateful that your word has been tried like silver, even 7 times, and it comes back pure. We are grateful, Father, that the same way you were with Abraham, so are you with us. The currency of faith has not devalued, because God honors faith. We thank you for making us people of faith. We bless your holy name. We have not just come to accumulate, we've come to say thank you. Lord, we thank you for that testimony of Brother Tolu, as we thank you for all other testimonies. Because even after we had the wind that it has happened, then it appeared as if there was a silence in heaven. It appeared as if there was a law, Jehovah, and this testimony was hanging. But we thank you, Jehovah, that, Lord, it has pleased you that we have the fullness of it. We have the fullness of it. We have the fullness of it. Lord, we are saying thank you, Jehovah, for the family waiting, oh God. When will it happen? We are grateful, Jehovah, that we can say it has happened. And we thank you for all others that are following. We say, Lord, the floodgates is opened. Daddy, settlement and establishment in the year 2018. Everyone, oh God, who has been waiting, everyone who has been trusting, everyone, oh God, who has gone through tribunal, those who are waiting to go, those who are going through one process or the other, because you are our refuge. Because, Lord, our case is different. Because, Lord, it pleases you to make us a people of inheritance. Lord, we ask that you open the floodgates and let the rain of settlement and establishment continue to fall, even as we thank you for that which you have done. I didn't know you will honor me this month. I didn't know you will honor me this month, oh Lord. I didn't know you will honor me this month. Daddy, honor us this month. We say thank you, Jesus. We didn't know. Oh Lord, we didn't know you will honor us this month. Oh Lord, we didn't know you will honor us this month. Daddy, honor us this month. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we prayed, we expected. But Lord, it pleased you that before October ended, Daddy, you fulfilled your word. And we know that there are still blessings locked up in the month of October. We believe you that there are still surprises in the womb of October. We believe you, Lord, that there are tangible miracles in the womb of October. And Lord, we say before the month crosses over, it will deliver all that God has ordained it to. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we are grateful because in your timetable, Lord, things come to pass. but your faithfulness remains forever. We bless you, Lord, for tangible miracles. We thank you that our hope is secured in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord God. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. We're looking at Joel chapter 3. Amen. Thank you for coming. We really bless the name of the Lord for helping us in the month of, thank you. Thank you. In the month of October. A rock of habitation. Come with me to Joel chapter 3. Hallelujah. It's good to have our brethren from Swindon. We don't take it for granted. Pastor Sarah and Brother Charles, thank you very much for making the journey. And we know you represent everyone there. And as you go with the full blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Joel chapter 3, I'll read from verse 14. Amen. The Bible says, multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. Somebody say valley of decision. The sun and the moon shall be darkened and the stars shall withdraw their shining. Verse 16. The Lord also shall roar out of Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem. And the heavens and the earth shall shake. But the Lord will be the hope of his people. Amen. The Lord will be the shelter of his people. Amen. The Lord will be the victory of his people. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And the strength of his children, Israel. Father, we thank you. For Lord, you have so much to say to us tonight. And we have a lot to say to you. But Lord, we pray that whatever our desire and what we want to say to you may be, Lord, cause us to hear you. Speak, O God. Let your voice be heard distinctively. Let it go, O God, to address issues and foundations. And let your name alone be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Multitudes, multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. There are many things that cause traffic holdup. Part of it could be someone not knowing whether to turn to the right or to turn to the left. They haven't passed that journey before, even though the sat-nav is telling them turn left. It doesn't look right. And so they slow down. You go into the shops and people are looking at the aisles. All the items are there. They know they want something. But they really haven't made up their mind. So they slow down. And trolleys can be jamming one another. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. But all those decisions are nothing to be compared to what is happening in the spiritual realm. When people are sensing that there is something happening, the world is not the way it should be. There are challenges, there are pressures here and there. And God is daily giving man the option, be saved and find me. A man is saying, do I really want this God? Do I really want to give up my pleasure? Do I really want to give up my flesh? Do I really want to give up all the things that I've known? Do I really want to give up my securities? Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. Some of them in our family, some of them in our places of work, some of them in the church. But I pray by the mercy of the living God that as we pray through tonight, everything that you yourself, that I myself am struggling with, should I not? By the mercy of God, I will make peace with the past and I'll prepare the future because it will be clear by the grace of God. Now, in verse 15 says, in the place of decision, things there's as if you dim the light. Light is dimmed. The sun is dimmed. The moon is dimmed. The things that you will use to see clearly is dimmed. What people would normally rely on and say, okay, this is the way to go, is dimmed. So everyone, you know, when there is a fog, everyone is slowed down. And in the midst of that, God is roaring because he's angry. Because people have, since the time of Eden, people have not stopped being rebellious. And so he's roaring. You can imagine if you are in that state of indecision and there is someone is shouting, especially when you think you need the stillness. But God has been quiet for years. And now he's roaring. Nature is roaring. There's thunder everywhere. And everyone is panicking. Everyone is afraid. But the Lord will be a shelter for his people. And it will be the strength of his children. Brethren, there is hope for the children of God. How do we key into the hope? Is in Joel chapter 2 verse 32. It says, and it shall come to pass that whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. Praise the Lord. Now God is helping us through the prophet Joel to listen to what he has to say, even as the year 2017 is beginning to pack up. That Joel chapter 3 verse 16, Joel chapter 2 verse 32 are keys that we need to hold on to. That even in the midst of everything, you can call upon the name of the Lord. Husbands can call upon the name of the Lord. Wives can call upon the names of the Lord. Children can call upon the name of the Lord. Whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered, shall be saved. Amen. The name of the Lord remains a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. And so what we discover, even as we pray tonight, is that in the description of devastation, there is still hope for restoration. No matter how bad the picture is painted, for if people can get into repentance, if we can fast, if we can weep, if we can call upon the name of the Lord, there is hope for restoration. Hallelujah. God is ringing the call to repentance through and through. I have been opportune this month, in this last few weeks, just to watch a young boy who is with us. And I hear the father. The father was saying to me, saying, look, Ma, the son you see with you, he's very intelligent. I brought him all the way from Nigeria. He has sound mind for mathematics, but he fell into wrong company. And now he's not only just doing tattoo, he's doing drugs, and his life is going down. But I don't want this government to trash him, because I see treasure in him. That's the heart of God for you. This boy, he's been everything, he's less than 24. He's been everything that can make the father to say, you know what, enough is enough. But this father is saying, I don't want the government to trash my son. I see treasure in him. Do you know that no matter what you've been through, the treasure that God sees in you does not fade. It does not change. Hallelujah. And that's what God is saying to us in the three chapters of Joel. God didn't tell us exactly what the people did, but he started by saying, locusts have come. They have come to eat. Caterpillars have come. Things have come to eat up whatever is remaining. But God keeps leaving clues. You know, I'm sure on Sunday we'll be doing treasure hunting. And I'm sure there will be clues left to us. Turn left, turn right, and then you will find. In the book of Joel, God gives clue that there is a way out of this devastation. There is a way out of this commotion. You can, if you follow God, you will get the treasure. Hallelujah. And part of it is to fast, to pray, to weep. The church has lost the sense of weeping. Weeping for sin and asking God for forgiveness. But there is room for that in Jesus' name. Because the Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The weak can call upon the name of the Lord. In my weakness, God, help me to remember to call on you. In my state of confusion, help me to remember to call on you. Lord, help me because of your mercy. In the name of Jesus. Now there is a place that God also took us in the book of Joel chapter 3. It talks about the valley of Jehoshaphat. I'm sure you remember the story of Jehoshaphat. The man was serving God, pleasing the Lord. Because it's not only those who are bad who face trouble. Even the good come and hit the brick wall. All of a sudden he got the news that there are 5 kings pursuing him. Where should he run to? He ran into the name of the Lord. He called the people to pray. They sought God and God brought them out. So even in the valley of Jehoshaphat, that is when nations seem they have hemmed Israel in, God showed up. I pray, no matter what seems to have hemmed you in, there is a way out. In the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody say there is a way out. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because after chapter verse 16, you begin to see the promises of the Father. But before we get to verse 17, we need to do verse 11. We need to do verse 3. We need to do verse 14. We need to do verse 16. We need to do verse 9. There are responsibilities for us to do. Hallelujah. And as we go in prayer, we'll be reaching out to those things. But one thing that I want to draw our attention to as people of prayer tonight, because you left your bed in order to pray, is who do you know in the valley of decision? Beyond you. Who do you know that is in the valley of decision? Who do you know that is in the valley of decision? Decisions about the things of life that they don't know who to turn to. They are hemmed in. They have little or no option. The world is saying to them, you really don't have an option. You can't get out. I want you to bring them to God. It could be you. It can be your neighbor. It can be your mother. It can be your father. They've got prognosis. They've got diagnosis. And they're deciding whether to go with this type of treatment or not. Tonight, the Lord will shine his light into that situation in Jesus' name. It can be you. You may be looking at the year 2017 and asking the Lord, Lord, how is this going to be? Bring it out of the valley of decision. Place it at the altar of mercy. And God in his mercy will shine light on it. Even if the sun has refused to give light. Even if the moon, you don't seem to have any enlightenment or understanding of what is going on. Everyone that is in the valley of decision, God is calling us to himself. Because we are the ones that God will be our shelter. He will turn things around by his spirit. And let's go to Acts of the Apostles. Chapter 10, even as we begin to press on in prayer. Amen. The Bible says there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of the Lord coming into him and saying to him, Cornelius. Brethren, I want us to also, as we press on in prayer, that every household that has been in prayer, every man that has been in prayer, every woman that has been in prayer, you will hear heaven call your name. Because it is time for answer. You will hear God speak into your situation in the name of Jesus. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said to him, your prayers and your alms are come up for a memorial before God. Every investment on your knee, every investment in the night, every call to prayer that you have answered, I decree by the mercy of God, they have become a memorial. Before the throne of grace, in the name of Jesus, every fast you have obeyed, every prayer conference you have attended, every response you have given to the word of God, I declare by the mercy of God, it has become a memorial. Rise up to your feet and say, I have a memorial. before the throne of grace in the year 2017. My family, you have a memorial. Because of the goodness of the Lord, there is a memorial before the altar of mercy, before the throne of grace. I have a memorial at the mercy seat. Ah, my family, you have a memorial. Even in the presence of the Most High God. Oh God, as you called Cornelius, I agree with your word that as we pray tonight, as we press on in prayer, Daddy, each person will hear their name. Every family will be called. Every individual will be called. Our children will be called. Our singles will be called. Our youths will be called. Our men will be called. Our women will be called. Lord, that every prayer, every fasting, every denial of self, Lord, has become a memorial before the throne of grace. Because the Bible says, anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Because the Bible says, anyone, everyone, every child, every woman, every youth, every child, every woman, every man, every leader that calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Cornelius called upon the name of the Lord. His family called upon the name of the Lord. And it became a memorial. Daddy, we are thanking you for memorials, even in this house, before the throne of grace. Before the throne of grace, every act of obedience. Oh God, the 7 days prayer, every act of obedience, the prayer conference, every act of obedience, a prayer partner, the prayer teleconference, the prayer sessions, every act of obedience in the place of prayer, we turn you to a memorial. We turn you to a memorial, even before the throne of grace, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord spoke concerning Cornelius as he's speaking concerning your family, as he's speaking concerning your health, speaking concerning your salvation, speaking concerning your business, speaking concerning your career. He's speaking concerning your children. God is speaking concerning your finance. He's speaking concerning your future. He's speaking concerning your settlement, speaking concerning your establishment, your prayers and your arms. They have come up for a memorial before God in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And the Lord now began to tell Cornelius what to do. Now send men to Joppa. Now you are going to ask your prayers to go to places where your blessings are, where your answers are. God asks Cornelius, now don't delay. In the heat of these answered prayers, in the place of this memorial, now send your prayer points. Send them to where they need to go. Send your prayer points to the ends of the earth. Send your prayer points to the places where your miracles are. Send your prayer points to the place where answers have been prepared. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I ask that God will clothe you with the mantle of prayer, with the grace for prayer. You will not be a stammerer tonight. You have not come to watch people. You have not come to observe people. You have come even because God called you. I said, now, send prayers. Now, send prayers. Now, send prayers. Even into your household, into your extended family, into your calling, into your career, into your health, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Because the Bible says, that whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Bible says that even when the earth is shaken, when the heavens are shaken, but the Lord will be the hope of his people. He will be the shelter of his people. Tonight, don't allow your body to dictate how your prayer will go. Let the word of God be before you. Even as we are being led in prayer to pray for children, to pray for the church, to pray for the nations. Know that heaven has prepared that your prayers have become a memorial. Whatever you do tonight is just to ignite the passion in the direction. Because God gave Cornelius the direction that his servants should go. Send men to Joppa. You will not miss. You will not pray amiss tonight. By the mercy of the living God, you will not pray amiss. Your prayers will hit target in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not dilly-dally. You will not be observing people. You will pray prayers that heaven will answer. And so will it be in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. I want you to lift up your right hand and just thank God that, God, I have come in partnership. I have come to pray because I know you are here to answer. Lord, I receive grace to pray. I receive help to pray. Holy Spirit, I depend on you. Holy Spirit, I ask for your help. Holy Spirit, I ask for direction. Holy Spirit, I ask for enablement. Holy Spirit, I put my heart in your hand. Holy Spirit, lead me. Oh God, to know where to send prayer to. Even those that will be leading us tonight. Father, guide their hearts, oh God, that we will not pray amiss in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we bless and we honor you. Let the heavens be open because we have come to pray. Lord, as you answer the household of Cornelius, Lord, in this season, oh God, let every memorial begin to speak on our behalf and let your name alone be glorified. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. We're going to ask Brother Dara to come. Dara Simi, please come and lead us in praying for our children. Hallelujah. Encourage this one. Encourage this evangelist. Encourage him. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen.
Good evening, church. Could we please rise up as we pray for children? Please, could we open our Bibles to Psalm 121, verse 1. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Let us pray that all children will love Christ and come to the knowledge of his word. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please pray that we shall never depart from the presence and love of God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Could we please open our Bibles to Psalm 119, verse 11? I have hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Let us pray that God will make us worthy children. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. His word will stay in our heart at all times so we can stay away from sin. Let us please open our Bibles to Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Let us thank God for his plans, for our lives are good. We pray that no one will harm us. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Every day of our life, the precious blood of Jesus will watch over us and keep us safe. Could we please open our Bibles to Philippians 4:13? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Let us pray that God will continue to strengthen us. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We have no power of our own, but Christ is our power. Let us please open our Bibles to Matthew chapter 21, verse 22. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. Because we believe, let us pray that we shall receive all that we have asked for in prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Father Lord, we thank you for today. We give you all the glory and adoration, O Lord. Forgive us our sins and protect us. Keep us safe and nourish our children with wisdom and understanding. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Praise God. We thank God for you, Dara. God bless you. When you call, God will hear you. You will hear God's voice. As Samuel didn't run to man in the end, you will never run to man. And the words that God puts in your mouth, they will not fall to the ground without them being fulfilled. Everything that you prayed, you will see it in your life tangibly. And the Holy Spirit will remind you of the day you stood on this altar and prayed. That because you believed it, it came to pass. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God who has started with us greatly and he'll continue with us. Amen. Hallelujah. We're praying for the church. Praise God. We're praying for the church. We're praying for us. We're praying for you. We're praying for those who believe God as their head. Amen. That includes even the underground church in the most extreme of places, the overhead church, every gathering that sees Christ as the head of the church and believes in God. That's what we're praying for today. Amen. I thank God for you because we'll be agreeing together as the Holy Spirit leads us. Amen. Praise God. Somebody please, I'm going to be very good. Tell me when it's 10 minutes. Wherever the Holy Spirit stops us, we'll stop. That was the order from Minister Nkiru, and she's very strong, and she'll get stronger in Jesus' name. Amen. We read from Joel chapter 3, verse 16. Praise God. And it says, the Lord's voice will roar from Zion and thunder from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth will shake. But the Lord will be a refuge for his people, a strong fortress for the people of Israel. Amen. Just a reminder of the promise God has said to us, that he will be a refuge for his people. That is guaranteed. That is a full stop. He'll be a refuge. He will be a shelter. He'll be our strong fortress as a church. He'll be there for the people of Israel. And today's language, that's for his church as well. Amen. Hallelujah. The first prayer point, we're going to be taking it from Isaiah 61, verse 3. Oaks of righteousness, we're going to your territory. praise God, Isaiah 61, verse 3, because of time, I'm just going to read that. Amen. I'll start from 2. It says, He has sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of the Lord's favor has come, and with it the day of God's anger against their enemy, just like we were reading in Joel chapter 3. To all who mourn in Israel, who will give a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair. In their righteousness, they will be like great oaks or oaks of righteousness. But tonight we can be oaks of righteousness. Amen. That the Lord has planted. He has planted for his own glory. No one else's glory. His own glory. He's planted you. He's planted me. You know, I was listening, or actually a flash in my phone. It was saying that 300,000 people every year quit their job because of mental illness. It said 1 in 6 people are affected by mental illness. And I was saying, is that a Christian? Is that not a Christian? Who are these 1 in 6 people? I looked at the population of Oxford. There's 150,000 people apparently in 2011. And it's telling us that double that every year quit their job because of mental illness. God is saying he's provided a refuge against every kind of discouragement, every kind of depression, every kind of mental thing that make people feel down, that make people feel they want to kill themselves, that make people feel isolated, that make people not happy. I want us to raise our voices. In that refuge, he's saying it's a spirit of heaviness, it says in New King James. And he's exchanging for a garment of praise. I want us to pray that, thank God first of all, that he's provided a garment of praise instead of a spirit of heaviness, instead of any kind of discouragement. Pray that Lord will lead those who are still in that place, who are feeling lowly, who are feeling despair, that they will be exchanged for praise. Ask the Lord to send a word. He should send comfort. He should send someone, a messenger, one something that will lift everyone up in that dark place, in that place of despair. Let's close the door. You know, God closed the door against Noah to say, go in the ark of safety. We're closing the door to every despair, every spirit of heaviness. We're saying it's time for you to go. Go, go from every home, from every nation where your church stands, from every family. We're saying it's time for you to go. Every spirit of heaviness. Lord, we're saying minister life, minister truth. Let your word rise up in them. We are reading in Psalm that the word is hidden in his heart. Every word that is hidden in the hearts of our brethren, every word that is hidden, let it rise up and come to light. Let it be ignited right now, so we pray that everything that has tried to pull them down, that either will rise up from that bed of affliction, they will rise up from mental illness. The world calls it depression. We call you a spirit of heaviness, and we're saying you will go. You have no room. There is no trespassing. There is no room for you. We're saying go. Every child, every youth, every man, every elderly, every woman that is suffering from some kind of, oh God, downness, despair, lowly spirit, that in the name of Jesus, we release them, we release them, we release them, we release them. In the name of Jesus, every lie of the enemy, every lie of the enemy. We say you will go. You will go. Right now. We refuse. We refuse to be comfortable with that spirit. We refuse. We refuse. In the name of Jesus. Indeed. Whoever the Lord Jesus has set free. We are free indeed. No longer to be tied down by the lie of the enemy. By the lie of the enemy. It's almost like it's being made comfortable. It's okay to be depressed. Just take medication. It's okay to feel down. I'm not saying if you're taking medication, if anybody knows of anyone taking, that they shouldn't take it. But it's not to take it to believe that's the end. Because God has a way out. He has a way out now. So the time to favor is now. It's now. Now, there's so many situations that come up that try to pull people down. We're saying no. because God has an answer. If you read down to verse 17 of that Joel 3:17, there's a part in the Message translation. It says, no trespassing. Thy refuge means depression, mental illness, spirit of heaviness. There is no trespassing. There is no room for you in that refuge. The word is final. It says it's a garment of praise. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Everything is to work out for good. It's not supposed to be sorrowful and then it leaves his brothers depression, the low self-esteem and everything. No. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In the time we have, I'm just looking. Okay. It is well. We'll pray from Luke 20. This is something else we're taking shelter from. If it's not Luke 20, it probably is Luke 22. Yes, Luke 22. As a church, we're going to take prayer. We're standing in the gap. We're going to pray against prayerlessness. Amen. For the church. Amen. We're going to, it's a time where we need to be praying. Whatever we feel is prayer, if it's 24 or 22 hours, it's time for 24 hours.
Amen.
If it's 5 minutes, it's time for 10 minutes. Luke 22, verse 31, it says, this is Jesus talking to Simon, Peter. He says, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift each of you like wheat, and that's not our portion. But he said, but I have pleaded in prayer for you, Simon, that your faith should not fail. That word fountain, that our faith will not fail. For the church of God, that the faith would not fail. Amen. Hallelujah. So when you have repented and turned to me again, strengthen your brothers. We're here to strengthen one another. Amen. And there was somewhere else, if you read further, when he went then, okay, verse 41. He walked away about a stone's throw and knelt down and prayed, Father, if you're willing, please take this cup of suffering away from me. And he prayed more fervently. And he stood up and returned to the disciples, only to find them asleep, exhausted with grief. Why are you sleeping? He asked them, get up and pray. Let's just pray. That the Lord will help us to get up and pray. He will help the church to get up and pray. We will not look at the things shaking around the world and be agreeing with the rest of the world. Our own is to get up from whatever is pulling us down and pray to our King and pray to the Sovereign One. We're saying, God, help us to get up and pray. Help the church to get up and pray. Father, oh God, you said the prayer of the righteous, it availeth much. We want prayers that avail much. Elijah was like-minded like us. He could start a rain and stop a rain. We can start a rain and stop a rain. Father, help the church to pray. Help us to get up and pray. Father, shield us from prayerlessness. Shield our men from prayerlessness. Shield our women from prayerlessness. Shield our children from prayerlessness. Shield our youth from prayerlessness. Shield the church from prayerlessness. The church around the world, shield us from prayerlessness. Let us be a powerhouse of prayer. Daddy, oh God, you said, get up and pray. Why are we sleeping? Wherever we are slumbered, wherever we are sleeping, wake us up, oh God. Wake me up, Holy Spirit. Wake me up in everywhere. When I should be praying, I am not praying. Wake me up. That in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, there's some things that come through your door and you just start to negotiate with the letter. Jesus is saying, get up and pray. There's some diagnoses that come and you're saying, doctor, but get up and pray. There are things we see in the house of God and you say, how can this be happening? The Holy Spirit is saying, get up and pray. We have a refuge against prayerlessness. We have a refuge. He wants to talk to us in that place of refuge. He wants his church to talk to him in that place of refuge so he can reveal secrets to his church. In these times, the government should be running to us. I'll tell you why the government should be running to us as I round up. We will not accept lies of the enemy. That was one of my prayer points. We will not allow it in. And this is just to write down because of time. I can't pray it. In Ephesians 4, verse 17, where it says that we will no longer be like immature, tossed and blown away every wind as a church. That's not our portion. But I just want to read this. This is Paul writing about the church in Ephesians 3:10. It says his intent was that now through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realm. We, the church, the manifest wisdom of God to be made known through you, to be made known through my life, through your life, through the church as a whole. I want you to understand what is the manifest wisdom, manifold wisdom. When it's not happening for somebody else, your case is different. When things are not moving for everyone else, your case is different. I want us to pray. Since, Lord, I represent you as your church, you are my head. Let the rest of me, let it represent your manifold wisdom. Let it represent in the way I speak. Let it represent it in the way I love each other. Let it represent it in the way, Father, I see things, I see situations, I see whatever is going on, that I know I am a carrier of the manifold wisdom of God. The church in Cowley, the church in Swindon and Watchfield, the church in North Oxford, we are carriers. And the church of God, we carriers of the manifold wisdom of God. Hallelujah. And it'll be shown to rulers. It didn't just say earthly rulers. It's talking about in the heavenly realms. Hallelujah. Father, we bless your holy name. We give you glory. We give you honor. Because we know when we call, you hear us, O God. We pray for you as we stand in agreement about your church, the one you love. We pray, O God, that you will help us get in that place of refuge and be covered in all areas. Father, your word says no trespassing. Whatever has intruded, whatever has trespassed, even before we came here tonight, we are saying, get out. In the name of Jesus, whatever has tried to adulterate your church, whatever have tried to dilute it and corrupt your church with lies, to Lord Jehovah, us not value the inheritance, the purity, Father, in what you've given us. Daddy, in the name of Jesus, we say, purify us again. Without any spots, without any wrinkles, without any blemish, that will be the church that you will happily come back for. Daddy, in the name of Jesus, we will not miss it. Father, oh God, because we will hear you every time you speak. Daddy, in the name of Jesus, I pray for any fearful minds, any fearful hearts, Daddy, in your church and the church as a whole, that Father, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of a sound mind, love, power. That is what we have inherited. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'll just go and read all the scriptures because of time, and then we will pray. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that brings me to my Father's throne. It's on the screen. Sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care and beats me to my Father's throne. They call my wants and wishes none. Let's turn to Joel, our anchor scripture. If someone has found it, please read. Joel 3, verse 16. Amen. Amen. And I'll read from Romans 1, starting from verse 20. For ever since the creation of the world, his visible nature and attributes, that is, his eternal power and divinity, have been made intelligible and clearly discernible in and through the things that have been made. So men are without excuse, altogether without any defense or justification. Because when they knew and recognized him as God, they did not honor and glorify him as God or give him thanks, but instead they became futile and godless in their thinking, with vain imaginations, foolish reasoning, and stupid speculations, and their senseless minds were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools. Professing to be smart, they made simpletons of themselves. And by them, the glory and majesty and excellence of the immortal God were exchanged for and represented by images resembling mortal men and birds and beasts and reptiles. Therefore, God gave them up in the lusts of their own hearts to sexual impurity, to dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, abandoning them to the degrading power of sin. Because they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. For this reason, God gave them over and abandoned them to vile affections and degrading passions. For their women exchanged their natural function for an unnatural and abnormal one. And the men also turned from natural relations with women and were set ablaze, burning out, consumed with lust for one another. Men committing shameful acts with men and suffering in their own bodies and personalities the inevitable consequences and penalty of their wrongdoing and going astray, which was their fitting retribution. And if we can turn to Proverbs 24 as well. Proverbs 24, and I will read verse 2 and 3. For their minds plot oppression and devise violence, and their lips talk of causing trouble and vexation. Through skillful and godly wisdom is a house, a life, a home, a family built, and by understanding it is established on a sound and good foundation. And by knowledge shall its chambers of every area be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Amen. Tonight we are going to pray. We will pray for our families. We will pray for their salvation. If we can just all stand, as we heard from the book of Joel, that those that the Lord will hide in his shelter, it is those that are of God. They are of God. And tonight we just want to pray that we will not just be the only ones that are made to hide, but our families as well, that will hide in this shelter that is Christ. So we pray for their souls. My Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus for every member of our family. We pray, O Lord, that they too will find refuge, that they too in this hour of darkening, in this hour, Almighty God, when the sun is darkening, when the moon is darkening, my Lord, they will find a shelter in you. In you, they will know that there is a God. My Lord, that they will hear about Christ Jesus, and they will turn their lives to Christ Jesus, O Lord. They will repent from non-belief to believing in Christ Jesus, that they too will have eternal life. My Lord, I pray for every member of my family. Pray for every member of your family that is not saved. Name them by names. Intercede on their behalf. Ask the Lord to show mercy on every single one of them. If you have a brother, if you have a sister, If you have a mother or a father that has not come to Christ, nieces and nephews, if you have a husband, if you have a wife, name them by name before the Lord God who gives salvation, before the Almighty God who is able to convict hearts and turn their hearts to Christ Jesus alone. My Lord, we pray for our families tonight. We plead with you, O God, for we know that salvation comes only from you and only you, O God. Establish families, O my Lord, in you, O Lord. Establish every family member in you. I pray for my brothers and sisters that have not come to believe in Christ Jesus, that they will believe as per your promise, O Lord, that they that believe in Christ Jesus, they have eternal life. As per your promise, O Lord, that those that belong to you, you will be a shelter to them. My Lord, we pray that you will extend the same grace to every member of our family. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Let us pray with Romans 1 that we just read. Let's just pray against every evil spirit. And let's pray that God will be merciful on the family life that is under attack by the laws and the regulations of this land. The laws that challenge marriage. The laws that say marriage has got to be redefined. The laws that say men can marry each other and women can marry each other. The laws that just say that children have their own rights and they can tell you how to rule a home. My Lord, we pray today for against every spirit, O Lord, that seeks to destroy families, that speaks against your original plan of what you call family. As we read, O Lord, in the book of Romans 1, that they, Almighty God, who sought after their own desires, you gave them up to their fleshly desires. We pray that it will not be our portion, O Lord. Families in this church, O Father, they will stand bound by the love of God, bound by the word of God. My Lord, you have exalted your word above your name. How much more, O God, should we exalt your word above all other things in our lives, above all the laws of this land that seek to defy family, that seek to destroy family? My God, I ask that you will pour your mercy. Show your mercy, O Lord. Let your will and your plan stand in this church, my Lord. We refuse, O Lord, any other way that seeks to say family is the other way. My Lord, we know that family is how you ordained it from the time that the world was established, O God. When you made a male and a female, O Father, and you said it is not good for a man to be alone, and you gave him a woman, my Lord, we pray in this church, in our families, it will continue to be like that until you come, O Lord, until your return. My Lord, the spirit that seeks to destroy family, it has no place in our families. It has no place in our homes. My Lord, we lay our lives into your hands and into your will. We commit our lives, O Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. And we are going to pray that the houses and the families will be established as per Proverbs 24. And that the walls and the chambers, they will be established on the foundation of Christ Jesus. Every family in this church, the Lord will reconstruct. The Lord will restore. The Lord will gather once again. If there is any family that is on the verge of breaking, my Lord, we speak life into that family. Life that is eternal. The life of Christ. Christ Jesus did not die in vain. My Lord, we pray. Christ Jesus died that you, O Lord God, that every family will have Jesus as the foundation. And therefore, no family is shaking today
Because you, O Christ, are the strong foundation. The chambers of each household in this church, it will stand, Almighty God. Lord, we thank you that when we build our homes on you, O Father, we will not perish, but our homes will live. We will not build our homes in foolishness, O God, but we will build them on the solid rock, the solid rock. Come rain, come fire, come wind, O Lord. Families will stand because these homes are built on the solid rock that is Christ Jesus, your Son. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Father, we thank you that you are the creator and the maker and the definer of what family is. My Lord, we thank you that you have established every single one of us in this church in families. We pray for a restoration in families. We pray for reconciliation in families. We pray for love that is everlasting, that we will treat one another with grace. We will treat one another with love, with patience, with perseverance, O God, that we will show the world the love of Christ in its full manifestation in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We've come to the throne of grace, the throne of mercy, where God answers prayers. Please join me as we pray for our nations this evening. Please listen to 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2, I'll read from verse 1 to 2. I extol, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made to all men. Verse 2 says, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. This is Paul's message to Timothy. And that's what we'll be doing tonight. Let's acknowledge the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Let's thank him for nations. Let's thank him for who he is. He is powerful. He is wonderful. He is a merciful God. Let us thank him because he is a first citizen of every nation. We want to thank him tonight. Church, let's lift our voice. Let's thank our God Almighty for every nation. We thank you, Lord, for every continent of the world. Daddy, we acknowledge your name for your power on all nations. Because all authority in heaven and on earth belongs to you, Lord. Daddy, that's why we are thanking you tonight. Because all power belongs to you. By your word, this world was created, O Lord. Daddy, we're standing on your word tonight, O Lord. As we bring every nation back to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we draw every nation back to you tonight, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, O Lord. For Africa, we thank you. For Europe, Lord, we glorify you. For Asia, Lord, we adore your name. Even for America, for Asia, O Lord. For Middle East, O Lord, we thank you. From east to west, from north to south, Daddy, we declare your name, O Lord. Above every other name, Daddy. We thank you for all these nations, O Lord. Thank you, Most High. Thank you, Father. We're lifting our voice in thanksgiving tonight. And Daddy, we'll pray, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. As we pray to you, you will hear our cry, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. You are never tired of listening to us, Daddy. We've come again tonight, O Lord. Bless every nation, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Most High. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Tonight, I've picked nations. We're going to pray for every nation. But in particular, I've picked some nations. One is this country where we are. We need to pray for Great Britain. And secondly, we'll pray for America. America needs prayer as well. And God will answer our prayer tonight. Third, we'll pray for Kenya. Yeah, I was just chatting with a friend of mine at work yesterday. He saw me out of nothing, just looked at me. He said, brother, please, pray for us. Things are tough because of the elections. He said to me, the opposition party, they've given up. They said, we're not going to contest because of the pressure on them. There is oppression. People have been silenced in the way or the other. Then he came back to me. He said, there's a good news. Just before leaving work, he said, the president who is supposed to go, he doesn't have enough number of people to put himself in office. Then he will be forced to go into election. He said, but they are just minorities out of the crowd, but they don't want bloodshed. So we'll pray for Kenya tonight. That in the name of Jesus, all the name we will call is the name of God. Then at the mention of his name, every knee, Philippians 2:10 said to us, that let every knee bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. On great breathing, Lord, prove yourself strong in the name of Jesus. On America tonight, Daddy, prove yourself strong, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Even in that election coming up in Kenya, Daddy, let your name be lifted above every other name in the name of Jesus. We pray for all these nations tonight that the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee must bow, then every tongue to confess that Jesus is Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray tonight. Daddy, help us, O Lord, even as we pray unto you. We thank you for all you'll be doing, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. We hope and we trust in your faithfulness, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. I will draw our attention back to America. I think Pastor showed us a video clip in that incident that took place, the shooting that took place last in America. So many people were killed, you see. But before then, there was a man preaching the word of God to these people. He was telling them, Christ is the King. They mocked him. They said all sort of things to him. And after a few hours, that incident happened. But it's a good thing to see on the telly because I was watching the news then after then. Pastors came, priests came. They were comforting people. And you can see them. They were looking for comfort. They were looking for that sweet word that would calm them down. The guy said he's a priest. He was talking to so many of them. There were vigils held, candles, the lighting of candles. People stayed vigilant and they prayed. Why do people have to run to God after bad things happen? Why can't we come to God before then? We are going to pray. That act of hatred that is making people run away from the word of God. We will pray tonight that rebellion, idol worshiping, Daddy will pray against it tonight in the name of Jesus. That people will draw their heart to you. We don't want people seeking comfort after bad things has happened. For them to be rooted in God in the name of Jesus. Daddy will cry that every nation will be rooted in your word. Great Britain will be rooted in your word, O Lord. America will be rooted in your word. Kenya will be rooted in your word. Nigeria will be rooted in your word. Every nation of the heart will be rooted in Christ Jesus. Daddy, people will love you. Nations will love you. Heart will draw out to you, Daddy. We speak against that spirit of hatred. The spirit that hate to hear the word of God. The spirit that hate to hear the name of Jesus. Daddy, and will claim that knees will bow. Tongue will confess that the name of Jesus is the name. So we pray, O Lord. Let every heart turn to you, Daddy, in the name of Jesus. Let them seek Christ. Let them find Christ in the name of Jesus. We pray for lost souls tonight, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Draw every nation back to you. We speak against the spirit of rebellion in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we draw every heart back to you. Every root of nation, O Lord, that they will stand strong in the name of Jesus. They will believe your word. They will turn to you, Daddy, in the name of Jesus. Daddy, help us, O Lord. Help every nation. We draw nations back to you, Lord. We draw nations back to you in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's turn to Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 14 verse 6. Ezekiel chapter 14 verse 6. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord, repent and turn yourselves from your idols and turn away your faces from your abomination. But we'll pray. Every leader, every nation, every soul will turn their heart. They will come back to Christ. They will come back to God. Daddy, they will seek and they will find you in the name of Jesus. They will come out of their darkness into the light of Christ in the name of Jesus. So we pray for every nation this evening, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray, O Lord, that every nation will seek you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Great Britain will seek you. America will seek you, O Lord. Kenya will seek you. Nigeria will seek you. Zimbabwe will seek you. Australia will seek you. Every nation of the heart will seek. They will return to that name, O Lord, which is above every other name. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We adore you, Daddy. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We will pray for Nigeria. I was mentioning this to someone. I said, we pray for nations. He said, oh, why do you even pray for nations when all these things are still happening? And we were talking, and I, from the conversation with my friend, I draw things out. They said, Nigeria is one of the nations that has thousands of churches, even pastors who are well known. And they went into their wealth, how much they earn, how much they hold. But I'm not interested in that. But the point is, people go into churches because they want solution to problem. They do not go there to find Christ. They do not go, all they went there for is, I have a problem I want to see. But why can't we dwell in his habitation? Why can't we know God? Things will come easy, you know, for people if they can know this. And the Bible is encouraging us that we should go and find, even the heart of God we should know. That's what we should seek for. That we are going to pray tonight that everyone, they won't just go for miracles, but they will go to seek the heart of God in the name of Jesus. People would go, and from their belief, sicknesses would, they would be healed from sicknesses. God will draw them to his wealth. That people will not just go for miracles. People are going for numbers. They are going for pastors because of the powers they use. But Daddy will pray that every nation would find the truth of the word of God in the name of Jesus. They will come to the light, to the true knowledge of God in the name of Jesus. We pray for nation. We pray for that nation of Nigeria. That everyone will draw their heart to the knowledge of God. But not to miracle in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Souls will come after Christ. Salvation in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we pray for revival in every land in the name of Jesus. We pray for revival in every nation in the name of Jesus. Let there be a revival, Lord. Let there be a revival, Lord. Let that fire of prayer keep burning in every nation, O Lord. In the heart of every man in the name of Jesus. In the heart of every leader in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we pray for revival, O Lord. We pray for every nation to turn to you in the name of Jesus. Enough of seeking miracles. But we want to seek the heart of Christ in the name of Jesus. Knowledge of God, O Lord. In every nation, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. The foundation of every nation will be built on the name of Jesus. So shall it be, O Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Be thou exalted, Daddy. We thank you and adore your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's turn to Psalm 72, even as we round up. Psalm 72 and verse 7, please. Psalm 72, narration verse 7. In his days shall the righteous flourish, and abundance of peace, so long as the moon endureth. We pray for righteousness, abundance of peace in every nation, in the name of Jesus. Abundance of peace, Lord, and righteousness in every nation. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. People will come to the light of God in the name of Jesus. There will be restoration in nations, O Lord. There will be salvation, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. There will be peace in every nation. People will live in peace. Nation will live in peace in the name of Jesus. So shall it be, Lord. We are grateful unto you, Daddy. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for great breathing, O Lord. Even as they go into Brexit, Daddy will pray, O Lord. Even as they are seeking answers, O Lord, into so many questions. Just as Pastor said tonight, valley of decision. In the midst of devastation, there is hope. This country will not suffer, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Great Britain will not suffer. For coming out of Europe, we will not suffer. In the name of Jesus, we pray, O Lord, that leaders will hearken unto your voice. To get out of all this, O Lord, is to call on the name of Christ. Draw the heart of Theresa May to you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. She was born into the knowledge of Christ. She will never forget it, in the name of Jesus. She will seek from you, O Lord, and she will get answers, O Lord. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Let's thank God because all our prayers has been answered tonight. Daddy, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you adoration. Thank you, Ancient of Days. Thank you, Lion of the Tribe of Judah. Thank you, O Lord. The Ham, the Ham, O Lord. The merciful God, we glorify you, we honor you. We thank you for answering all our prayers, O Lord. We commit the rest of tonight into your hands, O Lord. Daddy, O Lord, we pray, O Lord, that all our prayers will be answered. Even as we seek and listen to your word, O Lord. Daddy, we've come here, O Lord, with burdens in our heart. We will go away with peace of mind tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for it is done. For our case is settled, Lord, we thank you. For it is well with our soul, Daddy, we thank you. We glorify and adore you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. The wonder that he has spoken through our child, through our sisters, through our brothers, God has spoken. Once you have spoken, twice I have heard.